Hajj and the different rulings and laws as far as Hajj is concerned. So continuing with this, today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أفضل؟ حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asked which action is most virtuous. قال إيمان بالله ورسوله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said إيمان بالله ورسوله, to have إيمان, to bring faith on Allah سبحانه وتعالى and to believe in رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, this being the most virtuous of all actions. This is something, sometimes we overlook it and we take it for granted that we've got Iman. We don't realize what a great, great, great gift this is, the gift of Iman. We cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for granting us this Iman. And this Iman is something that we have to protect it, safeguard it, and look after it all the time. All the time, especially in this December period, this New Year period, the festive season that's coming, we have to be extra careful to look after that Iman. It's like a person that's got our Iman is an example of a small candle with a small flame. Slightest of winds that come, it blows it out. So what a person will do when he's got a small candle with a small flame, he'll put it in a very controlled environment. He won't allow the wind to come. He'll put it in an environment where there isn't much wind, so it doesn't affect it, it doesn't blow it out. So like that, we have to look after our Iman. Our Iman is not strong like that blazing fire, that inferno that can handle wind and will increase even when the winds come. Ours is like that small candle. We have to be very careful in which environment we go, especially in these times. So one is we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Iman. The other is we have to protect this Iman. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Imanum billahi wa rasuli. The next thing he said, Qila thumma madha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked, after this, then what? Qal al jihadu fi sabilillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قيل ثم ماذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was then asked, after the striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad, then what? قال حج مبرور متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a حج مبرور. Now what is meant by حج مبرور? This word مبرور actually comes from بر. بر means to have obedience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a higher level of obedience that is known as بر. So what is meant in context of Hajj is a person performs that Hajj without going against any laws of Hajj, without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performs that Hajj. What is expected of him in that Hajj, this person has done. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person has done a Hajj mabrur. He's done that Hajj that he has complied with all the laws and all that is required of him. So this now becomes the third position as far as this hadith is concerned. As we mentioned before, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would answer questions, he would look at the person that is asking the question and accordingly he will give the answer. So therefore you may find in another hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have given a different reply. In this particular hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, this reply Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given, that way Hajj now is coming. Number three, first is Iman billah, believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then jihad, and the third thing is Hajj mabrur, muttafaqun alayh. Bi'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falam yarfuth walam yarsuq, raja'a kayumin waladatuhu ummuh, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the one who performs Hajj without committing any obscenity, this word rafatha yarfuth actually means a person being lewd and being obscene as far as his speech is concerned. So the person is very careful in that Hajj. He is very careful of his speech. He isn't using any type of immoral, obscene language. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ. This person is not immoral. Person is not immodest as far as his actions are concerned. His actions are in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has done two things. He hasn't used this lewd, this wrong speech, and his actions also are correct. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying how great and how beautiful this Hajj is. Raja'aka yawmin waladatuhu ummu. This person returns from Hajj like the day his mother had given birth to him. You look at any child, just the other day one brother is mentioning to me, he's got his first grandchild and he's so excited. That now that child, everybody wants to hold the child, wants to play with the child. Any child for that matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created natural love in people to show that mercy and that sympathy to the child. Why? Because the child has got no gunas. We because of the child not having any gunas, the child is pure, automatically people's heart turns towards that child. And like that also you'll find the Buzurghanuddin, the pious people, that people's hearts turn towards them because their hearts are pure. So therefore here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the person now, he's done his hajj correctly, he was careful about his speech, he was careful about his action, he's actually returning like the day his mother had given birth to him, free from all types of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال العمرةُ إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, العمرةُ إلى العمرة, one umrah to the next umrah, كفارة لما بينهما, expiates and wipes out the sins between those two umrahs. So a person made umrah, then after a while he went to perform another umrah. The gunas that have been committed in between, here it means the minor gunas as we explained before, where a person had committed major gunas, he has to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's taken away the right of anybody, he has to replace and he has to fulfill the right of that person. He has to make up with that person for whatever wrong he has done. That is a separate issue, but just generally, as far as the gunas are concerned, minor sins are concerned, this person's performing one umrah, going for a next umrah, kaffaratul lima bainahuma, it is a means of expiating and forgiving the sins between those two umrahs. Wal hajjul mabroor, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a hajj mabroor, there is no reward for it except Jannah. There is no reward for a hajj mabroor except Jannah. In other words, for that hajj, that mabroor, the person has performed in such a way that now it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has obeyed Allah Pak, he hasn't gone against any laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the recompense that Allah will give him is Jannah for that hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri rahmatullahi alayhi brought a very, very, very interesting discussion under this particular hadith. And this is some discussion that probably crosses our minds. It's nice for us to know and also make amal on it. That there are so many poor people. And there are people that often say, that instead of a person going for us, build some houses and assist those people that are poor, he shouldn't be going for Umrah. So many people talk like this. So he gives a very beautiful explanation. He said, you get two classes of people, and this is what we should actually take home. You get two classes of people. One is those people that are going all the time. What they should do is they should make mashura with some senior person. This is my condition. I go, and I go so often, and this is what is in front of me. Sometimes a person may even have debts and he's going. Often it happens like that. The person is owing people money, and he goes. This is not correct. Now when he goes and he makes mashwara with some senior person, before he does his bookings, before he goes, before he moves, then that person will give him a good mashwara. That person may even tell him, now in your case, because you went already one time in the year, it may be better for you, or you went two times in the year, now it may be better for you to spend that money on some type of housing, or some type of poor person. So he will take mashwara from some senior person. Recently there was one person telling me, he's got a very strong urge to slaughter a bull at the time of Qurbani. Very strong urge he has to slaughter a bull, and a very expensive animal. So the first question I asked him, are you owing anybody money? He said, yes, I'm owing people money. I said, for you it is better to slaughter a sheep, to take that excess money and pay those people that you're owing. It doesn't matter how strong that urge is in the heart. Like that, it doesn't matter how much that urge is to go for Umrah. If you're owing people money at that time, the better thing for you to do is pay those people that money, and you rather stay here. Doesn't matter what the urges are in the heart. So one is, a person who goes or desires to go, he should always make mashwara with somebody. And the second is a person who is not going and he doesn't have the ability to go. He should never criticize these people that are going. From the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that it is a great ibadat, no undoubted. No doubt there is a great ibadat. Who are we to criticize? One umrah to the next umrah is a means of forgiving the sins and expiating the sins of the person that has committed those gunas. And like that, a hajj mabroor, there is no reward and recompense except Jannah. So it is that person or those people that can't go, then what they should do is they shouldn't criticize. So beautifully he wraps it up and he gives an explanation that those that are going should always make mashwara before they go, and those that are not going, they shouldn't criticize, because there is definitely a reward. This is an ibadah that is established in our deen, so we shouldn't be criticizing others. And he says very often it happens that criticism is born out of a person having a little bit of jealousy, envy upon those that are doing, and he doesn't even realize it. This is a spiritual ruhani bimani. It is a sickness of the heart that the person has got. he doesn't have that ability to do that and go that or do that thing that somebody else is doing. So what he does, he criticizes. He says, we should never be falling into that kind of trap. We should always be aware that we should be more concerned about what our condition is. So that person that is going should make mashura. That person that is not going should not criticize. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, having the true understanding of him. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.